This is the 24th of July, 1976, and Garrett and I are in Omaha, Nebraska. What is your name?
Ivan Damgard.
How do you spell the last name?
D-A-M-G-A-A-R-D.
Now, we talked to you the other day, and you have made some preparation.
Yes.
Okay. Give it to us.
I'd like to give a little thumbnail sketch of my grandparents.
Oh, before you do that, though, would you give me your mother and father's name?
Yes. My father's name was William Damgard. The B, I don't know what his middle initial stands for, but B was his middle initial. And my mother's maiden name was Birgitta Christensen.
Did either of those parents speak Danish?
Yes, they both spoke Danish fluently from the time they were old enough to speak, I guess.
Were either of them confirmed in Danish?
That I couldn't be sure on. I don't believe they were either one of them were.
Now, what is the name of your mother's parents?
My mother's parents were Nels Andreas Christensen, and my mother's mother's name was Christina Jurgensen.
And those two people came from Denmark?
Yes. Grandmother came from Jelling, Jutland, and Grandpa came from Guybier, Jutland.
Do you know why they came to the United States?
No, I really don't, other than to probably seek a better life.
Do you know if they were married before they came to the States?
Yes, I believe they were. I think they were married in Denmark.
Have you ever heard any stories about their trips over?
No, other than that they came on a boat, of course. I heard a few stories about that, but nothing in particular, really. My grandparents on my dad's side were married in Omaha, Nebraska.
And what were their names?
Their names were Peter Peterson Damgard and Martina Jorgensen. Grandma was from Snøya, Langeland, and Grandpa was from Lemvig, Jutland. Grandpa came here in about the middle 1880s. He was born in approximately 1855 and died at about 1950 at the ripe old age of 94. He was I guess you'd call him a self-made politician. He enjoyed reading tremendously. He read just about everything in sight, and he also enjoyed walking. It wasn't anything for him to walk maybe 3 or 4 miles just to have a cup of coffee with one of the neighbors or something like that. And he also enjoyed farming tremendously. This was his whole life here in the United States. He went to Lindsay, Nebraska after he left Omaha, which would have been about 1890 or in there, and was not the homesteader on the farm that he had, but was the second in line, and it was very shortly after it had been homesteaded. It wasn't a matter of maybe 3 or 4 years after it had been homesteaded. And the farm is still in our family, by the way.
Do you have any knowledge of any of your great-grandparents?
No, I don't. I was born in 1937, but I do recall some of the stories my mother told about her dad's mother. Her name was Paulina Jensen, and her husband's name was Chris. And this is where my grandpa, Nels Andreas Christensen, got his last name. there was a story they tell about Lena Jensen, as they call her, Grandma Lena Jensen. She had an old coffee pot that she pot-boiled coffee in, of course. And the grounds weren't cleaned out every day, of course. They added a little more grounds to it and reboiled it. And then on Saturday, they had what they called Skrummelkaffee. And I could imagine this must have been some kind of cup of coffee. I imagine they added an egg to it to clear it up a little bit, but I can't see that this would do too much good.
Add to the garbage.
Right. All four of my grandparents belonged to St. Ansgar's Lutheran Church at Lindsay, Nebraska. And as far as I know, they were members the whole time that they lived there. The church is still in operation as far as that goes.
Okay, start again.
I recall a man by the name of Andrew Anderson that lived at in Rosenberg near St. Ansgar's Lutheran Church. And he was quite a character. He was a carpenter by trade, along with a few other vocations such as painter and farmer and so forth. But it seems that Mr. Anderson bought a new Model T one time, and that at a birthday party or a gathering of some sort, the people were standing around admiring his new Model T. It happened to be in the evening or at night, and the moon was shining on the new car, and it really gave off quite a shine, and people were admiring this shine. Well, Mr. Anderson, being the character that he was, said, "Oh yeah, just get at least some Katsukiri moonskin."
And would you translate that for us?
It's all right.
Well, what it means is...
Literally translated, Katsukiri moonskin means cat shit in moonshine.
Yeah, it shines like cat shit in the moonshine.
Right. He had to be one of the best storytellers in our community. My grandparents on my father's side had seven children in the family, six of whom are still living, with my dad being the youngest. On my mother's side, there were nine children, and five of those are still living.
How many children were in your parents' family? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother.
And is he still on the farm?
Yes, he still farms at Lindsay, Nebraska.
And what is his full name?
His full name is Norman William Damgard. My middle name is Christensen, which was my mother's maiden name, of course.
What Danish publications do you remember that came into your family home?
The main one, of course, would be Dannevirke, which my grandpa subscribed to.
Do you remember any others?
Not in the earlier years. In the more recent years, I recall, of course, Kirkel Falk.
And that is a publication of what organization?
I believe that's a publication of the Lutheran Church in America.
Did you read any of these?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't quite that fluent at reading Danish. I could understand some of the headlines, of course, because I didn't speak too much English until I was about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to Danish school at any time?
No, I didn't, but my parents both went to Danish school.
What did they learn in Danish school?
They learned, I guess, probably a little better English than they learned at home, along with quite a bit of Danish, and a lot of Danish history, and a lot of Danish geography, things of this sort.
Who sponsored the Danish school?
I believe that was the church at Rosenberg that sponsored that.
Were you confirmed in Danish?
No, I wasn't confirmed in Danish, not as such anyway. We did learn a little Danish at the time I took confirmation class.
Who was your pastor?
A Pastor Von Dues.
And he's still living in Solvang?
Yes, he lives in Solvang, California.
How about your older brother? Do you remember if he may have been confirmed in Danish?
No, I don't think he was. In fact, he probably didn't have as much Danish as I did, because the minister didn't know that much himself, probably, on Danish.
Now, did he also speak Danish in the home until he was about 5, 6, 7 years old?
Yes, both of us were bilingual until we were up into the grade school.
How did your parents feel about you losing the Danish language?
I think they probably were glad to see us learn our English well, but at the same time they may have had some regrets that we didn't pursue Danish a little bit further.
You mentioned that one of your grandparents was quite a politician. Did he ever run for public office?
Not that I know of. He may very well have, but not to my knowledge.
Did your father or mother hold any public office?
Yes, my father was director of our local school board for many years, and he was also active on the church board in several different positions.
Do you know what those positions may have been?
Yes, he was at the head of the cemetery board, I know, at one time, and he was also, I believe, treasurer of our congregation at one time.
Did your parents, your grandparents, or you or your brother play any musical instrument?
Yes, my brother and I took piano lessons when we were at that typical age.
Did your parents play any instruments?
Yes, my mother was quite good on the piano. She played the piano quite a bit.
And your father?
No.
What about any of the four grandparents?
Not to my knowledge. Oh, I'll take that back. Dad did play the harmonica.
Do you remember if he played typically American or United States songs, or did he play with the Danish songs?
He played with both, but as I recall, it was primarily Danish songs that he played.
What about singing in your home?
The singing in our home would have been mostly at such as at Christmas time or something like this.
Well, you mentioned Christmas. You brought that up. So, Ivan, would you tell us about what your Christmas as a child was like?
Yes, I can recall that real good. Christmas, of course, was always spent at Grandma Christensen's home while Grandma was alive. And this was just naturally the high point of our year up until we were 7 or 8 years old, at least, when Grandma became ill. But Grandma had the big living room, and the Christmas tree, of course, was set up in that, in the middle of the floor, and then all the children had to sing the Christmas songs and dance around the Christmas tree at the same time.
When was the Christmas tree put up?
Oh, it would probably have been, I imagine, like a week before Christmas or so.
What were some of the songs you sang as you danced around the Christmas tree?
Oh, one stands out. It was New Harvey Ewell Again.
Any other Danish ones?
I can't recall any offhand, but I'm sure there were some.
And that's Now We Have Christmas Again.
Right.
Do you still remember the words?
Oh, New Harvey Ewell Again. Oh, New Harvey Ewell Again. Da 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 da. So on.
Did your parents belong to the church choir?
My mother did.
And did you or your brother ever sing with the church choir?
No, not to my recollection. We didn't.
Did that church choir perform in Danish?
I believe it did on special occasions, maybe, such as for Christmas or something like this.
Do you remember the other special occasions?
Maybe a birthday of an elderly member of the community or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if your grandparents were members in any union or cooperative?
Yes, they were members, I'm sure, in the local farmers' cooperatives, such as for buying feed grains and things like this.
Were your parents also members?
Yes.
How were these cooperatives set up?
They were set up on the typical farmers' co-op basis, whereby each farmer that participated became a stockholding member of the corporation.
Were there mostly Danish in the cooperative?
Yes, in this particular one that my father belonged to, it was mostly Danish and Scandinavian.
Did that group have a special name, or did they just call themselves the co-op or the farmers co-op?
Yes, they called themselves, well, the Newman Grove Farmers Cooperative.
Did your parents or your grandparents ever participate in a union?
No, not to my knowledge.
Would you tell me what Danish foods your mother prepared for the family?
Yes, we had quite a variety of, I guess, what could be called Danish foods. We had æbleskivers, of course. We had apple pancakes, which I believe are a Danish dish. We had søsup. We had grillaboy. And
did she bake her own breads?
Yes. In fact, she still bakes most of her own bread.
Did she bake any of the typical Danish breads?
Yes, she had had a recipe at one time for a pumpernickel bread, I remember.
And did she make, how often did she bake the bread, as example?
Saturday afternoon was generally the baking time.
Do you remember any other of the Danish vegetables that she may have mixed?
Right offhand, I don't, but I'm sure there were many of them.
Did she make any sausages?
They couldn't be called sausages as such. They were what we would refer to today as luncheon meats. Head cheese, for instance, and souse, I believe they call it, or something like this.
Souse.
And I can't think of the name. Rolopils. Rolopils, she made that. And these were all made completely by her. They were, in other words, from the raw material to the finished product. It was made by my mother and father.
Did your father have any handicrafts that he did around the house?
No, I guess you couldn't call them. They would probably be a little more called hobbies now, such as hunting and this type of thing. But as handicrafts around the house, I don't recall any more.
What about your mother and her handicrafts?
Mother was quite a woman with the needles. She liked to sew and crochet, especially. Crocheting was really her favorite hobby, I think.
Did she have any other of the handicrafts? Spinning, weaving?
No. My grandmother did have a spinning wheel that I recall sitting in the corner, partly dilapidated, I guess, and broken down, but I never saw the machine work.
Did she ever tell you if she bought that spinning wheel in this country or if she brought it from Denmark?
I believe that came from Denmark, if I remember right.
Do you remember any other items around the house that your grandparents may have brought from Denmark?
Yes, my grandfather on my mother's side was a blacksmith by trade in Denmark, and he had many of his tools that he brought with from Denmark. His forge and so forth, I'm sure he didn't, but he had many hand tools that were from Denmark, I'm sure.
Do you remember if any of your grandparents had what we would call handicrafts today?
Not that I can recall. My grandmother on my dad's side and my grandfather on my mother's side were dead before I was able to remember.
Mm.
So I'm automatically cut out of half of it right there, but I don't recall any.
Right. Since you spoke Danish as a young boy, would you recite a poem, or would you say some Danish phrases that you remember? Just use some of the typical greetings that you remember.
Oh, for Christmas, of course, we always said Glæli Jul. For Easter, or Glæli Påske. For birthday, Tillykke med din fødselsdag. Okay, after meals, of course, it was always Tak for mig and Velbekomme. Someone done a favor for you, it was Mange Tak.
And those are the typical terms that you still use when you're with Danes.
Yes, yes. These are standards, and I'm sure I'll never forget those.
What is the name of your wife?
My wife's name is Greta Marie Damgaard.
And her maiden name was?
Pedersen. Which was also my grandfather's last name on my dad's side. But in order to distinguish his male, why, he took the name of the place where they lived, which happened to be Damgaard.
Mm-hmm. Is she of Danish descent?
Yes, she's, I guess, about as 100% Danish as you could get.
Was she born in Denmark?
No, she wasn't. She was born in this country.
And how do you and Greta Marie express your Danishness in your family?
I guess the best way to describe it would be the greetings that I just said, such as Mange Tak and Tak for mig and so forth.
Do you have any Danish items around your house?
Yes, we sure do. We have a nice collection of the Royal Copenhagen and the other blue plates.
Anything else?
No, other than the small items, maybe such as a spoon or two and something along this line would be about all.
Are you following the typical Danish Christmas pattern of Christmas on Christmas Eve?
Yes, we are.
And would you describe one of your typical Christmases here to me? Before you go, though, would you tell us the name of your son?
Yes, my son's name is Russell. Russell Jean.
Okay. Now, would you tell us about the Danish Christmas?
Yes. Russell, of course, enjoys Christmas. And it's generally, Christmas Eve is generally spent at either my parents' place or my wife's parents' place. And the opposite one being visited on Christmas Day. And it starts, of course, with the typical Danish Christmas Eve supper. And this can include anything from turkey to grandma's fish specialty with mustard gravy on it, which is very good. Then, of course, comes singing some of the Christmas songs, and last but not least, of course, the opening of the presents.
And that opening of the presents is on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Do you have a Santa Claus coming down the chimney Christmas morning?
Yes, although Russell is just about beyond that age.
Several times when we have been talking, you have mentioned the names of various pastors in Danish churches.
Yes.
Would you give me some of your recollections of these pastors?
Yes, the one that stands out in my mind most, of course, is Pastor Deuce, who now lives in Solvang. He was the minister that confirmed me and probably had more of an influence on me than any other minister. There was also a pastor by the name of Mickelson. Mikhail Mickelson was his name, who now lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I believe, in an old people's home there. There was also a minister by the name of John Schultz that I recall quite well. He wasn't at our church very long, but I remember he did get me started in Sunday school.
Is he still living?
Yes, he is. I don't know where he's at right now, but he would be a man of probably between 55 and 60 years old.
What part has the Danish Church really played in your life, the Danish Lutheran Church?
Played quite a considerable part in my life. However, it has played less of a part, I'm sure, than it did in my parents' or my grandparents' life. The church at that time was probably their social club, their religious order, their gossip place, if you'll put it that way, and general meeting place.
And it was a Danish church?
Yes.
Did they have any celebrations or dinners, etc., at the church that brought the people of the community together?
Oh, yes, indeed. The Christmas, of course, was the big time of the year. And there was also a celebration or a meeting at Easter, which often included a dinner at the church hall and so forth. And they also had any Dane would know is a Fastelavns party.
Yes.
And 4th of July and other American holidays too, as far as that goes.
Now, your parents and your grandparents were involved in the Danish church. Did they ever get involved in the Folkeskole?
Yes, they were involved in the folk school at Nystad, Nebraska.
Would you tell me all you can remember about or what you heard about this?
Yes, my dad especially enjoyed it. He was there, I think, at two different times. During the winter, of course, when the farm work was slow, they went there for maybe 1 or 2 months at a time. And they really enjoyed this as far as being a break in the general routine. It gave them a good chance to socialize a little bit and also to learn a little bit more history and possibly a little more English.
Did your mother go to Nystad?
I believe she was there one time, but it wasn't for very long, I don't believe.
How did your parents meet?
Well, they were very close neighbors. In fact, there was, I guess, maybe a distance of 2 miles between their home places. So they weren't too far apart.
Did either of your parents go to Grandview College or any of the programs they offered there?
Yes, I believe my mother was there at one time. I don't think my dad ever went there, but my mother was there, I believe, for a short period of time.
Do you know what program she participated in?
No, I really don't. There was one other thing I wanted to bring up about my grandfather on my dad's side. When he left Omaha, they rode to Columbus, Nebraska in a wagon, a team of horses in a wagon. And then, as I understand it, Grandpa walked from Columbus, Nebraska to Lindsay, which is a distance, I guess, of about 35 to 40 miles. And this was covered on foot with Grandma, I believe, riding on horseback.
Did he work in Omaha?
Yes, he worked as a general laborer and as a carpenter, and I believe also as a concrete man or something along those lines.
The end of the tape, it's only about 2 seconds.